Today is a very special day. Every day we should honor our mothers. And did you know the way that you live your life is the way that you honor? The way that you live your life is the way that you honor your mother. You need to think about that for just a moment. A lot of people are sure not honoring their mother by the way they're living. But today I would like to talk to the age women, mothers, in the verse of scriptures that we choose, Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Age women. The wealth of true womanhood. Think about that for just a moment. As I look around the church and I see a lot of silver hair ladies and mothers. And that is one of the greatest blessings that we have upon our church and our family and our nation. Not just the silver hair ladies, but also the men also. In the day and time that we live in our country, when you get a little age, you're no good for nothing anymore. They want to kick you to the side. You don't know anything. You can't do anything. So they want to get rid of you as quick as they can. But I want to tell you the greatest heritage that we have of our country. And the greatest heritage that we have here at this church and any church is our aged. We call them our senior adults. They mean more than what most people really understands. Especially that silver-haired mother or wife today. We know that family values is fading very fast in the country that you and I was raised up in. But the wonder of motherhood is the wealth and the true wealth of motherhood. I would like to thank some old-timey, because that's what I am. In the days gone by, when times weren't quite as good as it is now financially, a lot of young couples would want to get married, didn't have any money, didn't have a job, maybe on an old farm with their dads. And that couple, regardless of what society would say today, they would get married. They wouldn't be looking for a great education and climbing a corporate ladder. And after all that's over with, then maybe settle down. No, they decided they'd get married. Because, you see, that's God's giving opportunity to a mother and a father. Well, they would get married. And as I said, they didn't have any money. You didn't run out and rent some place to stay. There weren't no houses in the country that we're living in. So most of the time, they would have two families living in one house. Many of you have probably done that. You had lived with somebody else for a while. And then maybe as time went on and maybe you did get a chance to move out and you found you a job, and then maybe job weren't so good, and after a while, you may have to move back in with your family or some of your relatives for the older generation. And we wonder why that we had such good families those days. Well, it's because the aged woman, the aged mother in that house was a teacher. And she was teaching even though that they didn't even know that she was teaching. They was teaching the basic things in life that most of the young couples today skips over. I'm not knocking education, but I'm going to tell you there's some things more important than going to school and going to college and getting a degree. I know this is not popular today, but I can tell you the truth. That home, God intended it and created it to be the sweetest place on earth, this side of heaven. And for our age mothers and age ladies and also men, they've done their part in this country when I was raised up. Because family came first. Hear me. Family came first. Sure, all we know that Jesus Christ came first, but family came first. And that's the reason we've had such great family values throughout our country for so many years. But now we're at an age where, as I said, just as soon as that couple gets together and they got to plan out their great strategy of life, and who is teaching our young ladies this day? Well, I'm going to tell you that from the Word of God. I'm going to be preaching from the Word of God as I usually do. You may not like what I have to say, but you take it up with God. Because God planned for the family in the Garden of Eden. And He created it. The devil, he is the destroyer of the home. But Jesus Christ is the builder. We have a war on the family. You know, we have to re-identify the family this day. Who would ever thought, whenever I was going to school, that they would come up and have to re-identify the family? It's no longer male and female. You have five different areas to choose from nowadays. Could be two ladies. Two men. It's a shame. That's not what God intended. What was the cause of all this? Today, marriages is out. Motherhood is looked down on. Satan has masterminded to enslave the human race, and so by damning the generation through families. He knows if he can get the family, he's got the church and he's got the nation. The one of the reasons we have weaker churches today than we did 50 years ago, because we got weaker families. And the reason that our nation is in trouble that it's in today, it's because of our families. And we listen to educators, and I'm not throwing off on our school educators today in this church by no way. But you know what I'm talking about, secular education today without God. As I think about this, it brought me to these scriptures. Titus 2, verses 1 on through 5. But speak those things which becoming sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and patient. Now, the aged women likewise, that they behave in becoming holiness, not false accuser, not giving too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach. Who's supposed to teach? The elder women. They may teach the younger. There's where we're missing out at. To be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children, to be discreet, chastened, keepers of the home, good obedience to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, this Mother's Day. God, we thank you for our nation, how, Father, that you have blessed the mothers in the past, God, and we know that you'll bless them in the future. Now, Father, we need a wake-up call to our home today. And, Father, we need to see and understand our aged mother and our aged fathers today and the knowledge and the wisdom they have today. Instead of turning them out, oh God, and paying them no attention, we just pray the younger generation understand, oh God, what you've done with the wisdom that you have gave the older generation. Father, this day we just pray out of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the power of God might grip the heart of someone here today to understand that it's your word, Father, and it's your way, and it's your plan, God, that you have planned that we might be happy, and how we need to be happy is have a happy family. And Father, put you first, oh God, and we might pray today that, Father, we might have the understanding that we need to have a great day in the Lord today, and to seek your face today, that, Lord, that our families, God, we need so much help in our families today, they may turn back to you, oh God, the word of God, Father, for what you have for us to understand today. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Verse 1, now it says, becoming sound doctrine. The same word means a door. It means cosmetic. It means beautiful. This sound doctrine, a doctrine that makes everything become beautiful. Beautiful things that he's talking about, ladies. The lifestyle that you adorn is the word of God to bring beauty into your home is what God's talking about. The sound doctrine, the cosmetic of your life makes beauty come into your home today. Oh, I tell you, we need some old-fashioned homes today, I do believe. The nation is on a ship that is sinking. Matrimony has lost its mooring today in the life that you and I are living in our country. We at sea without an anchor and without a compass, without a rudder on a dark and a stormy night, and the homes are going under. We have a natural disaster on our hands today dealing with the families. And then we're reading books, and we have all type of people from educators to tell you what's wrong with the family and what we need to do. I think it's time that you get back and see what God says to do. I think we listen to mankind long enough. Who's training our young ladies today? Who's training these young girls today of what's your way to go and what's right and what's wrong? Everything but what ought to be training them. Satan has his big gun on the family. I want to tell you that. He wants to destroy this nation, and he's doing that by destroying the family today. The devil's arms, immorality, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, abortion, sexual misbehavior, we have in rebellion. It's all born out of hell, and Satan is aiming that big gun on the family, and I'm going to tell you what, he's shooting in homes today. And he's trying to sink this ship, the holy matrimony that God's planned in the Garden of Eden that God said, a holy matrimony. And a lot of people don't know what that's today, what it's all talking about. It's not talking about living together a while until you think it's going to work and then get married. That is not God's way. I'm going to tell you what, that leads to wrong, and I'm going to tell you, you will have a problem because it is not God's way. The unmarried today, you need to do what God says. I want to give you three things that our aged ladies today needs to pass on to our younger generation. The legacy that she should leave. I'm talking to you mothers today and you wives today. Also, the love that she's supposed to learn. I'm going to tell you, you have to learn to love your husband, learn to love your children. That sounds strange today, but I'll explain to you that really they need to learn this, and the life that she needs to live before them today. These things is very, very critical. I spent some time on this, and it's very critical today. And I do say it ought to grip your heart, and it ought to be a tear in your heart by looking around and seeing in a lot of our homes today what it's not and what it ought to be and what it should be, because we've got away from the instructions. When all else fails, read the instructions. And what is the instruction? It is the word of God today. It's not what mankind said. It's the word of God. Verse 3 again, the aged women likewise, that they are to behavior becoming holiness, also not false accusers. Listen to what it says today for these young ladies. Older women today have the ministry from God. This is your God-giving ministry, ladies, that God has given this to you from one generation to another generation. When the nation of Israel was getting ready to go over into the promised land in Deuteronomy, you know what it says? You tell this to your children when you sit down, when you go to bed, when you get up. You tell them all about God. Tell them about God's law. Tell them all about the family. Every day you tell them, and you tell them. It's good to come to church and hear from the pastor. It's good to go to church and, you know, and hear from your Sunday school class. But I'm going to tell you, it's better to hear from the Word of God what God intends for every family member to do and understand what God says for us to do. Older women have a ministry, and I'm going to tell you, it is from God, and that is to teach the younger generation. As I said, a lot of family moved in with other families, and there was teaching going on. There was grandmother, there was mother, and also sometimes there was three families. Some of you might be aware of it, living in one home. There was teaching going on. No wonder we had such good families. No wonder we loved each other so much. No wonder we had time for each other, because there was a teaching going on that God said ought to go home and ought to go on in a home, and it don't go on no more today, because we have other things that stepped in and teaching the family today. It's God's plan. The old, the gray head, the silver lady headed today. I'm going to tell you what, we thank you so very, very much, and you ought to thank God for them also. It says, age women likewise, holy in their behavior, the teaching holy in their behavior. I live with my grandmother. I know what I'm talking about. And she was a dear, godly lady to me. And she taught in that home, because she taught the things of God, that gray-haired lady that I won't never forget. There was a fragrance about, a love about her, about holiness about her. That's what this Bible is talking about. She was a leading. She was a teacher about other young ladies that come into her midst, not just in that family, but anybody she come in contact with. She was there to teach them and some things that she needed to teach them in, just by telling them some things that they needed to understand. It's the Old Testament equivalent there. It says the holy behavior. It's when the Old Testament priests went into the holies of holy and they burnt incense, and the smell of that great incense was so sweet when they went in there to minister, and they got it all over their clothes. When they come back out, they smelt like they've been in the holies of holies. That's what this word is talking about. You can smell the favorites on someone's life. These mothers, we have some here at church this day. You can just see and smell the holiness about them, how they live their life and the incense they have today. All the allure, the sweetness of Mother's Day, and the beauty of the gray-haired ladies today. We want to thank you and praise you and honor you for our gray-haired mothers today, for our silver-haired mothers today. It says not to be a slanderer. That means in verse 3. The accuser, that means not to be a gossiper, a slanderer. The word comes from the same word, devil. He is the slanderer. Gossip is a disease, and it grows more and more with age. Don't be a gossiper. It says not giving too much wine. Listen to me now. They did not have pills and drugs and cigarettes chewing tobacco in that days. Not giving too much wine. Talking about now, don't be an addict. Don't let something control you. Don't let take it over, something that will enslave you. Verse 4, it says that they may teach the young women to be sober. Don't let this enslave you and bring you in. Who's teaching this young ladies today? This addicts today that we have today. There's a lot of things, you know, that brings into our home. Now, they didn't have pills, but don't let these pills now make an addict out of you of all kind. Don't let these drugs make an addict of you sometime. Don't let smoking these cigarettes make you something addict out of you, or that beer, or that lotto, and I need to go on. Should I say more? Don't let this enslave you. You are a leader. Let yourself be known as a leader of your family, fathers and mothers and grandfathers and grandmothers today. A leader. Don't let this go on in your life. Don't do something, you know, that it will enslave you. Who is teaching our younger generation today? Who is teaching our young ladies today? I'm going to tell you, a lot of it comes from television. Oprah, that's who it is. I call her the she-devil. If you don't like it, take it up with God, because she don't believe in Jesus Christ. And the millions of women today, whatever she says, they'll take her word against the word of God. Who's teaching the ladies today? She's teaching a lot of them. She don't believe in Jesus Christ. She believes in the homosexuality. And she says, you know what? They can't help it. They was born that way. Who's teaching the younger generation? The television is teaching the younger generations. And the soap opera is teaching the younger generations. And I'm going to tell you, the college and the universities, it got their say on it also, about what they ought to do and what they ought not to do. The women's lib got their say so. You may not like this, and you can take it up with God. If you don't like what I'm saying, you come up with me after service and I'll forgive you. But I'm going to tell you the truth. It's about time for something to be said. The generation of young women, they have not been trained in the basics. They have not been trained in the basics. The most important thing to teach your family, Jesus Christ and church. Young girls and young men get married, and these girls, I'm telling you what, they can't boil water. They can make an ice cube that melts in your mouth. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Don't take them long to learn how to mix drinks now. I like to watch these cook shows. You know, when you get old, you can't eat. Can't eat nothing. Everything's bad for you. So I like to watch these cook shows, these ladies, and sometimes these men. And every one of those that I like to watch, before it's over with, they want to show you how to make a martini. How come I can't leave cooking with cooking and drinking with drinking? Get out of it and just have cooking. Who's training the younger people today? Who's training the wife? The television is doing a lot of it. They're doing a lot of this training today. United States today, we need godly mothers and grands that understand they stand and thank God we have that come to church no matter what and see that their family's in church. And buddy, I'm going to tell you what, that's all important. You ought to start with it right now. Help these teenagers. Thank you for our teenagers, girls and boys. But you know what they need? They need our help. They need our help. The legacy that she's to leave. But the love she's to learn. It says, now teach them to love their husbands and their children. Do you mean to tell me young girls that gets married don't know how to love their husband when they have children, they don't know how to love their children? I say the Word of God says, it says teach them this. Ain't that what the Word of God says? That they may teach the young women to be sober and to love their husband and to love their children. To teach them to love their husband and their children. That's what the Bible says. Teach mothers to love their children in this country? You mean teach them to love their children? Yes. Yes. Because there's a lot of mothers are putting their children to death in the womb. Dangerous place for any life in our country is in a mother's womb. Mothers that shut up their little kids in a car and push them over into a lake and watch them drown. Drown them in a bathtub. Do you think they need to be taught to love their children? Abortion? I don't care what the president says about it. God says it's wrong. Obama, Clinton, Carter, the three of the presidents, has done everything they could to make abortion grow in our country. Teach them to love their babies before they're born. Teach them to come to church before they're born. You know how? You know when you need to come to teach your kids to come to church and Sunday school? Before they're born. Before they're born. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. Psalms 127:3 says, lo, children are inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. It's a reward. Children are a reward to you, families. God said that he give them to you. So many newlyweds today, they want children and can't have children. When God allows you to have a child, it is a great gift of God. It's a great gift. It's not a burden. God says it's a reward from God. But you see, we want choice. You know, the lady says that we don't want choice. Abortion. I'm going to tell you what God says. Whenever in that womb that baby is conceived, that lady says, I want a choice. Well, when that baby's conceived, all these people that's for abortion, I want to tell you one thing. Only choice, mother, that you're going to have is a dead baby or a live baby, but you're going to have a baby. That's the choice. That's the choice, United States of America today. That's the choice, ladies, that you're going to choose. It's going to be a live baby or it's going to be a dead baby. And they want to choose. Well, they choose, all right. Teach them to love their children. Think about the Bible. What a great gift. Sarah was 90 years old and she prayed without a child. And God blessed her and gave her Isaac. Rebecca, the same way. Barren, didn't have a child, and she prayed, Rebecca, and got Joseph. Manoah prayed the same thing, and Samson came along, the ruler of Israel. Hannah prayed, and there come old Samuel. New Testament, Elizabeth prayed, and there come John the Baptist. A fruit of the womb is a gift of God. Mothers, we have prayed in our country. God sent us a cure for cancer. Sent us a cure for AIDS. What if God says, okay, I'm going to do that? And there in some mother's womb was that life started. And that life started, God had already placed in the fabric of that body, that little one. Was going to grow up, be a great scientist and a doctor, and know and have the cure for cancer. But that mother chose abortion, have a dead baby. What if God has already given us the answer to this cancer, and we killed it? We killed it. Fathers has an influence on the child, but I'm going to tell you, mother has a great impression on a child. Read Moses' life. His mother had a great impression upon his life. Love their children and love their husbands. The Bible commands us, husbands, to love your wife. It's the power that God gives you to carry this out. As I talk to people, we don't love each other more. I don't love her. Listen, you don't have a choice if you're married. God says, man, husband, a command, love your wife. Miss Billy Graham said her responsibility was to love Billy. It was God's responsibility to make him good. Love your wife. Then she's the life that she's to live. In verse, it says there, in verse 5, to be discreet, chastened, keeper of the home, good, obedience to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen, lifestyle, discreet, that means she's very serious. She's a good judge in things. Proverbs 31 and 12 says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of his life, a virtuous woman. Chastened, that means to be pure. Old-fashioned purity. Now, how is it taught today? In our schools, is our purity taught in schools? Sex education ought to be the last place in the world that sex education is taught is in our schools. Why? Because we have no Bible values. Secular schools today, and they want to talk to our young people, listen to me, about safe sex. God didn't intend for sex to be dangerous. And they want to teach safe sex in school. Last place it should be taught. The last place, the culture we're living in. And they say, well, the reason we got to do this because the young generation, they're going out in the fortification to have sex anyway before marriage. So we better teach them how. Well, that same course of thinking, if that be correct, the teenagers are stealing cars more than they ever stole before. So we need to educate them on how to make a chop shop and chop them up and sell the parts and give them credit as they enroll in a chop shop to steal cars. Well, they're going to take drugs, so we need to educate them how to take drugs and how to smoke drugs. Well, we're fixing to legalize it if Obama stays in his agenda across our nation. Well, they're going to drink, so let's teach them how to drink safely. That's a bunch of crock, if you ask me, the whole bunch of it. What's wrong with teaching them what God says? Abstinence. God planned for them to wait till marriage. That's what God's plan is. What's wrong with God's standards of right and wrong anymore? The keeper of the home, the homekeeper, it says. God approved an occupation this day. 1 Timothy 5 and 14 also says, I will therefore that the young women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary, that's the devil, to speak responsible. Listen, homemaking today, guides of the home. We've come a long ways, haven't we? We've come a long ways. You know what we have in most homes today? We have a two-headed monster. Or either we have something without no head. Anything without no head is dead. Anything with two heads is a monster. And that's what we have in most of our homes today. Men, whether you like it or not, God set you in the authority of the home. Men and women, you are equal with God, but God gave you a role, a responsibility, whether you accept it, whether you take it or not. Ladies, your responsibility is to your husband. Boy, this is old-fashioned, isn't it? Nobody don't want to hear this today. The ruler of the home, the woman is the queen of the home, of the society. The old-fashioned way is God's way. When all else fails, read the instructions. Our society will tell you today, leave home, buddy. Don't you worry about that. You do your own thing. Could I go further? You get you a career. You don't worry about him. You don't worry about them. You get you a career. And later on, then, if you have babies, you put them in a daycare just as quick as you can. And you let someone else raise your youngins. It didn't used to be that way. It didn't used to be that way. Oh, I know we got problems, and I'm not throwing off anybody that's having to work. Anybody's getting a degree. Anybody's going. I'm not doing that. I'm not throwing off on anybody. I'm just going to ask you a question. Does it help or does it hinder the family? Does it help or does it hinder the family? Be good. Be kind-hearted. Obedience to their husband. Ephesians 5, it says, now, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, the head of the church, and he is a savior of the body. Husbands and wife are equal before God. But we have a different role to play that God give us. If a woman refuses God's plan in her life, listen to me. Here's what's going to happen. The first thing God give you that role to play, wife, you're going to have difficult with God. And I could go on in that. Next thing, you're going to have difficult with your husband. You're going to have difficult with your children. Because if you don't learn to be under, you can never be over. But you're going to have difficult with your own self. Because the Bible is very clear on the roles of a family. But the day, you know, it's clouded up between woman and man today. It's so clouded up today, sometimes you can't even tell the difference between a man and a woman. And that's the way the devil wants it. It's so cloudy. I'll ask you a question here in closing. God give man and woman this instinct, that role model that he gave you to play. A bird is happy flying around in the air and light in a tree. A fish is happy swimming around in the water. That is their God-giving instinct. If you take that fish out of the water and put him in a tree, you got an unhappy fish if you take that fish out of water and put him in a tree. If you take that bird out of the air and put that bird in the water, you got an unhappy bird. God give you some built-in instincts, and you take you out of that environment and you got somebody that's unhappy. We got unhappy lives today. You know why? Because we have failed to read the instructions. There's some unhappy families today. And I do not have the answer, and I'm not here to answer you, but I'm going to tell you what, the Word of God is the answer. That is the instructions. And that's what we need to get back to have a happy family. Especially to our age mothers and our age ladies today. Our younger ladies need help. Same thing for our age men. We need help to help one another. That's what a church and a family is all about. We thank you today for Mother's Day. And if you got a silverhead mother today, you just don't know what a treasure that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. She is your teacher and has been your teacher, and she will continuously to teach you. And I'm going to tell you, when they get out of home, you're still going to tell them, aren't you, mothers? You're still going to tell them, yeah, but he's 45 years old. Yeah, but I'm going to tell him. Won't they tell you? Won't mamas do that for you? Yes, they will. You know why? Because they're still teaching you. You take it into consideration. It's because they love you. As we have a song of invitation this hour, I thank you for your attendance here today. And I know I might have preached on some things that went across the grain. Well, turn the cat around. And I tell you what, you'll be happy if you'll turn that cat around and start rubbing it the right way. You'll have some happiness.